Hello, it's the 28th of July. I'm Steve-O. This is your Bedford News in 100 seconds. A man who was robbed at knife point in Bedford town centre has shown forgiveness in court to the three young men who sought to victimise him. The target had a knife held to his throat on the night of the 16th of January 2019 and was robbed of a wallet and bank cards. The victim's statement read at Luton Crown Court on Monday expressed forgiveness and regret that the men, James Bondon, 22, a 16-year-old male teenager and a third man, would have to face prison time. He just wanted them to understand that what they did was wrong. All three men have been sentenced. A man who showed his love for Bedford through tireless work in the community has died. Brian Woodrow, OBE, helped raise money for many worthy causes, including an effort that brought the Primrose Cancer Centre to life. Mr. Woodrow passed away peacefully on the 16th of July. His funeral will take place on the 5th of August at St. Paul's Church in Bedford. Chief Inspector Mo Aziz and PC Ruth Hunnigan have received honours from the Queen for the diversity recruitment success of Bedfordshire Police. The example is now being adopted by police forces throughout the UK. For all you connoisseurs of inexpensive clothing, the movement you have been waiting for has now arrived. Bedford Primark changing rooms are now finally open. That's all for today. I'll be back tomorrow with your Bedford News updates.